back in the saddle again with Bush. It's been almost 10 years since the last album, and now we're just less than 3 weeks away from the new record. How does it feel to be back with Bush?
It feels revitalized, and it feels justified and so exciting. You know, being English, having the low expectations, makes everything a bonus, and it's really been a bonus. So gracious and appreciative of the band coming back. I'm talking about, like, playing shows and being back out there with the public, fans. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better reception, you know, shows selling out, you know, wherever we're playing, here in Europe, London. You know, nothing's better than when you make a decision and it seems to work out. Obviously, we're at the beginning of the cycle, and it'll be, you know, it's 18 months of work ahead, but what a way to work. And the shows have been amazing. The band is on fire. Everyone around us is just having a great time. And, you know, I mean, I couldn't ask for more.
Now, like I said, it was 10 years in between albums. Does it feel like it was 10 years?
Well, you know, obviously, as I'm sure you know, I've done other stuff.
Yeah.
Band, and I did a solo record, you know, I was on a major label. Those are three-year cycles alone, you know. And, you know, did a couple of movies and this and that. So I kept busy, but it never felt as though I was completely myself. And I had to kind of almost get used to wearing the hair suit of not being in Bush. You know, it was strange. You know, people talk about the ascent of a band and how they wish there was training for it, and how, you know, you can be a bit of a jerk at first, or, you know, when the demands are on you so much, your tolerance levels are low, and nothing can prepare you for, you know, insane success. But, you know, conversely, the kind of the flip side to that, which is sort of sadder and more tragic and more quiet, is when you fade away from that incredible pace and that incredible success. It's a quiet torment, because it's not something you can complain about, because you've had an amazing run, and a run that most musicians will never ever experience, you know. And you have to be so grateful and appreciative, but it's just such a roller coaster. And then to sort of not be in that anymore was just weird. It's just hard. I mean, I got used to it, and I felt like I dealt with it, but at the same time, in my heart, it was always like, I've got to get this band together again. Where's my life? Time is running away. So I tried to do that on the solo record. I've been trying to get this band back together for a number of years. So you can imagine, for me, this is an incredible sense of personal triumph just to get it to this point, because there was basically, I just really pushed for this.
It's funny that you say that, because it seems like such a common thing to have happened to bands like Bush that came out in that era in the 90s and played that style of rock and roll, to have faded away later in the 90s, and now they're all getting back together. You know, you look at bands like Soundgarden and now Bush. It seems common that these guys went away,
yeah, I mean, I
missed it, and
came
back.
To do with the fact that people just go, why did we stop? That was actually a good time. And I knew that, and I really didn't particularly want to stop at all. I thought that we'd reached in 2002, which was when the last time we were operating. I just felt that it needed a change of pace, and I thought this, you know, my problem is that all the bands I love are usually on labels like Domino and Matador and Rough Trade, so they're more independent, and they have the freedom and the ability to do these side projects that you just reeks of creativity. And I was always like, when you're on a major label, you just kind of can't be that creative. You can't be that free with your stuff. You know, it's like when they get you ready to go out to war and bring a record out, you have to, you know, dress up in a certain way. Whereas you're on these side, you know, smaller labels, you can do side projects real quick. So that, what I mean is that Institute took 3 years out, 3.5 years. It was insane. I was like, this is not the idea. It's meant to be a creative burst to push back, to breathe life into me going back to do Bush. And so after that was done, I was like, guys, we've got to do it again. We've got to do it again. I'm sorry it took so long. And it was just, Nigel had gotten too used to being at home.
Bush played some shows last year. They've played a couple shows this year. But you got the big boy tour coming up here all over the States. You got European dates. I think I read somewhere Canadian dates are coming.
Yep.
So that's got to be exciting for you guys.
Yeah, of course. We've been playing now about maybe up to a month now of shows, you know, sporadic shows, and just, you know, not like a full-on tour. But, I mean, I was singing every day because I was doing promo and I was doing acoustic things. And so I've been out for a few weeks already, and, you know, some bigger shows, some big festivals, you know, 15, 20,000, then down to some shows that are like 350 people.
Right.
Really breaking, you know, changing up. There's a show in here in L.A. that sold out in a minute. So it's fun stuff like that. You know, when you get 50,000 people trying to get tickets, you just go, you know, we should be pursuing this. And like, did we slightly underplay with 320?
Maybe a bit.
But you know, great show, Saint Rock in Hermosa Beach. I love that venue, and it was off the hook. You know, I think it just gives the whole process now is to provide confidence that the band is not going away. The band doesn't assume anything, is going to go out and is going to play hard, and that's why like we gave away the All My Life on the EA game, because we want to give people you want to instill confidence in people that the record is great, that the band is great. You know, we're not thinking we're above ourselves. We're just kind of coming back in ninja style, but it's like four Bruce Lees.
That's a lot of Bruce Lees.
A lot of Bruce Lees. Can you imagine? In fact, we should be called Bruce Lees.
Now, you referenced the record, Sea of Memories. It's coming out September 13th. Tell me about the record.
It was essential that this record was fantastic and it... to the best of our ability, and could be listened to and enjoyed on its own merit, on its own. It had to be a standalone record. It couldn't be the kind of record that you say, it's cool, don't worry, we're going to play Swallowed five times. It's got to be a very powerful entity of its own accord. But I also don't want to forsake or forget the great support we had. So in a sense, the record has a good tension to it, with a foot in the past and a foot into the future. Which makes keeps you very limber. Your hamstrings have to be limber for that move. And I think we found the balance of the two worlds, and that was it. You know, I wanted to make sure the mistake that I've probably made in the past, of one of my thousand mistakes, is sometimes to appease, you know, to try and challenge the haters to just be so good that you go, they gotta like this. And this time I thought, why are you such an idiot? Why don't you think about the people that really loved Bush? And just think about them the whole time. So I just kept in my mind some hardcore people, fans that I know of, that I see at every show, and the audience, you know, I just always thought of the crowd. And most of the songs were written with my eyes shut, thinking what it'd be like to sing these songs live, because every song I write has to be able to displace Come Down, has to be able to knock Greedy Fly off the set list. Or else there's no point in recording it. What's the point? There's no point in me just doing a song. It has no function. What it has to be, it has to be a song that goes up and can coexist with the hits. So that's what we were really mindful of. And I, you know, it's for you to say whether we achieved it, but I certainly feel that for the days we recorded, we did the best we could.
Well, we've gotten a couple tastes of the new record, especially the song The Sound of Winter. And I read a cool story about that song that said you actually wrote it not that long ago. Like, the song itself is months old.
You know, because that's what's so beautiful about being off of a major label. Half of this record was written 3-4 months ago.
That's crazy.
I mean, brand new. It's like so new, I got to memorize the words, you know.
What was the deal with the NHL 12 in Bush?
They came to us, and they have the NHL 12, obviously, the new, excellent new game, and they wanted they'd heard the record. They chose this song, All My Life. So that was a perfect fit. And then we wanted to give it away because it's a new era. And I wanted to, again, instill confidence in people that can be like, look, it's not a nostalgic reunion. It's a living, breathing, functioning band with a record they're real proud of.
Wow. And, of course, putting it in the NHL game is going to make you big in Canada once again.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, it's been very, very excellent country for us my whole career, and I think that if I'm not mistaken, at the height of Bush, we were per capita, our most successful country, which is why we came there so much. I mean, our tours in Canada were like 13 shows.
Like, are you a hockey guy? I know you're a tennis guy.
Yeah, I'm a tennis guy, but I mean, I actually enjoy hockey a lot because it really reminds me, I understand it, you know, it makes a lot of sense. It's very fast, it's very physical, and I still can't believe how much they beat the crap out of each other. That, to me, is just, like, hilarious. Like, my whole soccer career, football career, you know, you may want to do that, but then you get thrown off, and it's no good, and your team hate you, and you lose, and you're a jerk. But those guys go at it. They smash each other. He broke his nose, he split his lip, he cut his eye. 5 minutes!
Yeah, there's no yellow card there.
I'm like, you know, it's crazy. They still beat each other as much as they ever did.
Oh, yeah. It's worse. Yeah, it's getting worse. Between you and your band and your new album and your blushing bride, her band, and her upcoming album, I can't imagine your kids being anything but rock and roll fanatics, but do your kids have some surprise? Like, are they running around singing Justin Bieber songs or what?
No. They're still kind of, they pick up on certain songs, you know, that are on the radio and get into. We had a long time with Sean Paul's and Down, 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 whatever that song. But you see so much joy they get hearing it. It's not even a bad track.
So final question for you. When are we going to see Bush in Edmonton?
You're in Edmonton, so you have the mall that I love with the suckling pig.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Man, that is the joint.
The West Edmonton Mall.
Join that place. I wish I lived near there.
That's all right. You played a solo show there not long ago,
yeah,
at a club in West Edmonton Mall.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And the first thing I did, go right to the mall, just get myself some roast pork.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Good.
So good. There's no way that we're not going to come there a lot because we've had such a great run there in Canada that you'd have to be an idiot to not come. So we're just working our way there. I mean, I'm just, this stuff being booked all the time, and this record is really, the desire is to take it around the entire world. If we wouldn't go to where we had the most love, we really should have our heads checked. So we'll be up there.